Hope to see the hostiles, are you?
The what?
You know what? Ignorance is bliss.
Here are your hosts, Jason and Anna.
Hey, everybody. It is our extra special super show we do each week. It's called Delta Park Gets Lost, I believe. And I'm Jason.
And I'm Anna. And what's it about again?
It's about ABC's hit show Lost.
Right.
Wednesday nights at Crack of Ass. That's when that's on now.
Yeah, it's too late for us. We have to watch it the next morning.
Yeah, or Thursday morning at 5:30, as we like to call it.
Yeah.
This is Season 3, Episode 11, Enter 7-7. That sounds like a bunch of jargon. And it was Saeed-centric, and here we go.
Yeah, it was really nice to see Saeed and Locke again, wasn't it? It was good to get back with those guys because we haven't seen too much of them this season.
Yeah, I was starting to miss Locke.
Yeah.
Although, I'm pretty much convinced now that he's one of the hostiles. He keeps blowing everything up.
Yeah, he does. Don't let him touch a computer. That's the lesson learned from this
show.
If
you learned anything, don't go to the fire hatch, as I like to call it. That seems like a little bit Lindsay Lohan for me. It is the flame hatch. So let's hop into this. So following Echo's clues on his Jesus stick, Saeed and Locke stumble upon a cow.
And Kate
and that French chick. But we don't really care because they didn't really do anything in this episode anyway. And they come upon Patchy, or Mikhail as they call him, and the flame hatch. We also had a bunch of flashbacks of Paris with Saeed, and he was captured by someone who we think until the end that he had tortured, and this was triggered by another one of the visions that the Losties seem to have of things in their past, usually animals or people, and it was triggered by a cat that just happened to have the same name as his girlfriend in Iraq.
Nadia.
Yeah.
So if you understood that, then you must have watched the show.
Was that too wordy?
It was just a little complicated.
Yeah,
but
well,
okay.
It was a little complicated. And but you know what's more complicated is the Dharma Initiative and Patchy. And
right.
So
supposedly, right, we're supposed to find out how the Dharma Initiative and the others are connected to each other. And they, Kate and Locke and Saeed meet Mikhail.
Yeah.
And he says that he is the last surviving member of the Dharma Initiative.
But he's obviously a liar. But then he did say that everything he said was true. So let's listen to what he said.
How did you get here?
I almost don't know where to begin.
Why don't you begin with the Dharma Initiative?
I grew up in Kiev and joined the Soviet Army. I was stationed at a listening post in Vladivostok. After the Cold War, after we lost the Cold War, my unit was decommissioned. I was dismissed from my life in the military. And after years of
Is that a real Russian accent?
Oh, no, it's a terrible Russian accent. Actually, I think he's picking up Saeed's, because when I was listening to this and not watching it, I was like, who's talking? Is that Saeed or the other guy?
Think unpleasant actions against our enemies. I found myself wanting to do something good. So I replied to a newspaper advertisement.
An advertisement?
Would you like to save the world, it read. That's how I met them. The initiative. Very secretive. Very rich. Very smart.
So when did you come to the island?
11 years now. I liked computers, communications equipment, and being alone like a lighthouse keeper. So they put me in this station. They called it the Flame.
What's the purpose of the Flame?
To communicate with the outside world, of course.
What happened to the Dharma Initiative?
They're all dead, of course. They foolishly initiated a war against the hostiles. A purge, they called it.
And how did you survive this purge?
By not participating in it. I told you, I like being alone.
And the hostiles allowed you to stay here?
After it was over, four men appeared in the yard. They offered a truce. They said to imagine a line that extended all the way around the valley.
As long as I did not cross it, I would be left alone. Then they took two cows, and I never saw them again.
They weren't interested in the satellite dish in the yard?
Why would they be? It hasn't functioned for years.
Who are they? These hostiles?
I do not know. But they were here for a long time before we were. A very long time.
So, presumably the hostiles are the others. And now something just occurred to me when we listened to this. He talked about the line that he's not supposed to cross. When Saeed came up to the house, the guy was yelling that he didn't cross the line.
He did. And he didn't know who they were. And then in next week's episode, we see him at some big boundary running into something.
I mean, supposedly he's one of the others and is lying.
Well, because he's in cahoots with Clue there.
But maybe he was a Dharma Initiative member and went over to the side of the hostiles. Maybe. I don't know. Because he seems scared of the others, especially when Saeed came up and he said that he hasn't crossed the line.
Right.
So
here's my deal. And judging from what happened this summer with the Lost Experience, not that we can put a whole lot of credence into that, but, you know, when they explained what the numbers were, evidently that it was some, you know, grand algorithm that the Dharma Initiative was using, and that the Dharma Initiative was bad, but they were trying to be good. They needed to wipe out 30% of the population to save the world and all of this stuff. It makes me think that they're really not good. And like we think that the Dharma Initiative was a good thing, maybe, and that the others are the bad, but I think it's going to come out that it's the other way, and that these guys, the hostiles, you know, they were taken over by the Dharma Initiative, and now they don't trust anyone that comes in. Yeah, this plane crashed. How do they know that isn't more
Dharma
of the Dharma Initiative or something? How do
Which
they really
it might
know
be.
Who they are? Yeah, we don't know.
Unintentionally part
so,
of the Dharma Initiative.
I think that they're trying to do a flip on us here, that they want us to think that the others are bad and the Dharma is good, but I think it might just be the other way around.
We
but
just figured out the whole show. We don't have to watch it anymore.
That's my gut feeling.
We totally figured it out.
My gut is quite right all the time.
Isn't it, though?
Other things we found out about were the cable to the beach goes down to a sonar thing that Saeed followed last year and... Or last year, 2 years ago? I don't know when he finally found Danielle.
Found the French woman.
And that there are satellites, which is unfortunate that Locke blew this up, because we know that Saeed is good at fixing these things, and he probably could have fixed the satellites. And then one of the other things, when after Mikhail is, or Patchy is doing this whole talk, you know, this got Locke and Kate walking around, and they did this obvious pan down to the table that looked like it was jars of pickles and ice cream dishes, and then Kate goes and opens the cabinet and there are soda crackers in there. So I don't know if that's for kids or
pregnant
women
or what,
and maybe that's not what it was, but it kind of looked like that,
right? And they're obsessed with fertility over there, so it wouldn't be surprising.
Yeah.
And why would they pan down to the jars otherwise?
I don't know, because it was like very obvious the cameraman was like following her and then boom down to this thing on the table. So let's move along, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, so more Locke and computer games. And let's talk about this first, because first off, why the hell would they hide this manual override behind a chess game? If you needed to get to a manual override, wouldn't you just like flip a switch instead of trying to play chess?
Play chess, yeah, as the hostiles are there.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And of course, Locke blows up another hatch. And then during the clip, Dr. Candle's hand is sitting out, and it's so obviously
it's
fake.
Like,
it's
yeah,
very
it's
funny.
Very fake. It's...
So let's listen to this. Oh, and then of course... Patchy's like, oh, I wouldn't even waste your time. Don't do that. And whenever you tell someone on this island not to do something...
They do it.
They do it.
Ready to play.
Don't waste your time. For 10 years, I've tried to defeat that game. But it was programmed by 3 grandmasters. And it cheats.
Well, I've played a lot of computers, and I'm pretty sure they don't know how to cheat. That's what makes being human so distinctly wonderful.
Whoops. Sorry.
Manual override achieved. For pallet drop, enter 24. For station uplink, enter 32. For mainland communication, enter 38. satellite dish is inoperable. Communications are down. For sonar access, enter 5-6. Sonar is inoperable. Has there been an incursion on this station by the hostiles? If so, enter 7-7.
Actually, I just played that silly chess game again. And now, I realize why you didn't want me to beat it.
Meaning what?
Oh, John Locke.
He just killed a bunch of horses and some cows, but the cat lived.
Yeah, the cat lived. Thank God for that. I don't know. Was that important? Probably. They couldn't really talk to anybody anyway. Although, we don't know if they have this outside communication over on in the Otherville. But we think that they do.
They said they don't have any outside communication since the sky went
purple. Right, since the sky went purple. So maybe they were coming back up here to try and get this to work. I don't know. But we evidently know where they live now because down in the basement of the fire hatch. Fire hatch. Hey, fire hatch.
Flame hatch.
It's the flame. They found some cabling and thought that was interesting. It also then ties in a little bit to Saeed's background and how this episode makes him think about him being a torturer, I think. And, you know, he had no problem torturing Henry Gale down in the at the other hatch. But here he seems he won't kill Mikhail. And it kind of comes back because I think that in the back of his mind this whole time is the girl in Paris that he tortured.
There is nothing you could do to me that would make me lead you there.
I didn't say you were our ticket, did I? This is a map showing electrical and data cabling. Running from the flame, here, to a place called the barracks, here. It's comprised of houses and dormitories, with water and power, large enough to accommodate an entire community. Sounds like a place well worth visiting, don't you think?
There will come a time when your guard is down. And when it is, I will not hesitate a moment before killing you. You should know this before...
He's making an excellent point. You have a map. Why keep him alive? We should kill him, Saeed. He already told us that he would kill us.
No. He's my prisoner. I will decide his fate.
Kill him. I'd kill him.
There's so much killing going on this island.
I don't
like
how that one good eye looks at me. Just kind of unsettling.
Just
a little bit.
Freaks you out, huh?
Yeah. So there you go. So then, of course, it comes back to this thing with her in Paris. And I think, I don't know why they kind of waffled back and forth on us that he said he didn't and that then he ended up that he did. Maybe he forgot, and then all of a sudden he knew her face.
Or did he lie because she needed to be told that?
Right.
She needed to be remembered.
Right, but he broke down crying, but of course maybe it was
such
an emotional...
He was hungry and tired.
Maybe. I don't know. So let's talk about speaking Russian with Patchy and Clue, shall
okay.
we? this was so weird. So Clue is downstairs, and she gets found out, and they start fighting and brawling. And then
they're all taken outside.
All taken outside, and she's like, shoot me, dude. And so what is so important that you would sacrifice your life willingly for it, and that it's like part of the plan, you know?
Right, so, and it's why would they sacrifice for these three people? These people aren't anything. They're just castaways from a plane crash.
Yeah, it did not make any sense.
Nope. But evidently she needed to be written off the show.
Let's listen to it.
Actually, I just played that silly chess game.
Oh, we already heard that one, by the way. There we go.
Let her go.
I will execute you right here.
Not gonna do it.
Be quiet,
I'm
John.
I'm the only thing keeping him alive.
I swear to you. Mikhail. Calm down, everyone.
Mikhail, ты знаешь, что делать.
У нас есть еще...
Заид.
I'll handle this, John.
John. Мы не можем рисковать.
Нет.
Ты знаешь условия.
Есть другой выход.
Арестовали нас. Мы не дадим импотенцию.
Don't let her talk to him.
Ты знаешь, что делать.
Mikhail.
Это приказ.
У нас все еще есть выход. Stop.
Just do it, Mikhail.
Прости меня.
Okay.
So, Clue got shot in the chest there.
Right in the heart.
She said, just do it, Mikhail.
So, Superfan Lee, who his friend was speaks Russian, they were watching it and emailed us during commercial break and said, do you know what to do? And he says, I know what to do. It's the only option. And then she says, do it. That's kind of the gist of it. And so, then she's dead.
Right.
Bummer. The other Russian that was in the show was when they were milling around the house and they saw the typewriter. And there was all the typed text. We couldn't really make out a lot. And Tom called in and told us that he knows a little Russian. And it looks like one of the words on there was the name Andre. And it was sort of underlined. And then in red pen next to it, it was written, my name is Andre too. So I don't know if we're looking for someone named Andre down the road or if it's just a red herring.
Weird.
But that was in there.
Very weird. All right, so there's some other stuff that happened, of course, during the show on the island. Back with the rest of the castaways.
Whoopity-doo!
People were, you know, Sawyer was on a rampage to get his stuff back from everybody. And so he challenged Hurley to a game of ping pong, not realizing that Hurley's a really good ping pong player, and lost the game of ping pong to Hurley, and therefore... he has to go for a week without calling people nicknames.
Yeah, it was getting a little, and it was a little obvious right before the game. It was like every word out of his mouth was a nickname. I was like, oh God, you guys, yeah, we think it's funny, but let's not overdo it, shall we?
Exactly. And that was why they overdid it.
Yeah, and then Ed emailed us and said that Paolo's job on the show is to go to the bathroom because, of course, Paolo went to the bathroom in the Pearl Hatch and stunk up that place, and now he's seen walking around with a roll of Dharma 2-ply. So that's funny.
Yep.
Let's talk about next week and get out of here. Next week is going to be a Claire-centric episode, and then evidently they walk into a big fence.
Big electric.
Next Wednesday, a surprise connection between two of these survivors will be revealed.
Why are you really here?
What the hell is going on?
And the search party encounters its most deadly obstacle yet.
Looks like we're here.
What is it?
It's an alarm system. Or a trap.
Don't touch it! John! John!
Oh my God.
An all-new Lost. Next Wednesday, 10, 9 Central. Only on ABC.
So it looked like John was throwing Patchy into it.
Yeah.
Almost. Not being drugged, but...
So it looks like Patchy might be done after this next episode.
Maybe so.
And that's okay.
Yeah. And then there's the big connection between two of these. And it's something that we thought about before. And I guess it probably has something to do with Claire, but we'll leave it at that. I know what it is, but I'm not going to spoil it. So that is everything for this week. Thanks for listening. And we will catch you...
next week.
Seacrest.
You've just listened to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.
What happened, everybody? Where's Craig? Where's Frogert?